I'm Trevor Castle. Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We're visiting with John Altman, a Where Are They Now segment. John, a 2020 Pella High grad, now a senior golfer for the Central College men's golf team. John, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to catch up. First of all, how have you been, and how's your senior season going here?
It's been great. Had a great start to the fall season. Placed pretty highly in some tournaments. Got our ranking up there pretty high in the nation. So far in the fall season, kind of a rough start, but I think we're making some good progress, kind of getting out and practicing right now. Kind of hard coming off of a winter season here in Iowa just because, you know, we can't get outside and golf as often as some of those teams in the South. But, yeah, I think with the terms we've played in so far this fall, we've kind of had a chance to play against some of the top teams and kind of get ourselves out there and kind of compete a little bit.
And you've certainly worked yourself into that starting lineup at the varsity level. Take me back to last fall. What were some of the highlights for yourself personally, and what do you remember about the team's success?
So start off, our first tournament in Kentucky, we actually broke the school record for the 54-hole tournament, which is pretty fun to see. Myself personally, I shot 72 the first round, even par, which was pretty fun. Kind of set the standard off right to start the spring season or the fall season. And then also just kind of seeing Harold's success as well. It was fun to watching him fire six rounds under par in a row. That's pretty awesome to see. To see like all the hard work that he's had has paid off for him, and to see him competing at a high level.
Yeah, Harold Dobernecker, the number one player for the Central men. And you mentioned it earlier, you know, we're stuck. Even we had great weather this winter, but golf courses weren't open, and we're competing against teams from the Carolinas and Texas and Floridas and et cetera. So what are you doing in Iowa in the winter to try to keep your game sharp?
Yep, so right now we have a hitting facility here inside. We go in twice a week, trying to get swings in as much as possible and going individually too as well. We also do a strength program in the winter to kind of keep our body moving, kind of like get ourselves ready for that fall, for the spring season. We also were kind of lucky with some of the weather before spring break to get outside and play a little bit, which helped a lot. But yeah, just trying to just keep the body moving and stay swinging.
And also nice, doesn't help necessarily in the winter, but a fantastic facility here on campus with the driving range, chipping range, putting green, things like that. How fortunate are you to have something like that where when the weather cooperates, you can, you know, it's just a little bit down the road here?
Yep, it's very nice. Say we got one of the best facilities in Division III golf outside. I know when Coach Blasey got here, it wasn't the best shape, and he's kind of helped turn that thing around, kind of gave us a great facility to work on. But yeah, guys are out there all the time hitting balls. We have full access to it, and yeah, I think it's helped us tremendously just having an area where we can just go between classes quickly, hit a bucket of balls, and kind of just helps us tremendously throughout the season.
We're visiting with John Altman, former Pella High graduate, now with the Central College men's golf team. Your own game individually, tell me right now, strengths and weaknesses. What are you trying to get better at? What are you happy about?
So strengths right now, just based off of the past two tournaments we played, and I feel like my short game is pretty good. Scores could have been a lot worse based off of how I hit the ball. But I feel like putting-wise, I feel like most confident I've actually been in a while. Right now, one thing I need to work on is just getting off the tee and keeping it in play. That's kind of the hard part right now is just when you go to these tougher courses and places you've never played before, just knowing like what to hit and where you need to like hit to, that's big. So kind of it's basically just getting outside and just getting that repetition down of getting those irons and drivers just figured out.
Yeah, are there times where maybe you got to dial back the aggressiveness a little bit just to keep the ball in play?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I say there's times where you go to courses and sometimes you're used to sitting driver everywhere, but I think sometimes it's all about just keeping the ball in front of you. So boss Landon helps you out tremendously with that, helps you make sure like you're just hitting to certain areas. So kind of just playing to that and also just knowing the course as well. So we'll sit down sometimes and go over the course before we leave for the tournament, knowing like what holes are going to be the tough ones and like where to hit the ball to.
You've had two tournaments this spring. Let's start first, Pinehurst, North Carolina. I mean, that's world famous golf territory. Probably scoring not the best for yourself, but what was it like to play, you know, on a series of courses that's just so well known? And you know, tell me a little bit about how it went for you.
Yeah, so the tournament itself wasn't the best for me. It's kind of just adjusting to different grass over there was the biggest thing for me. You don't think it's like that big of a difference coming from Iowa to playing in North Carolina, but it's a different style of golf over there, really. So I think one of the big takeaways is just learning like how to play on different types of courses. It definitely gave me a lot of takeaways on things I need to work on. But yeah, just the overall experience was fantastic, getting to play some of those courses you just see on TV. And then, yeah, getting to spend time with the guys too over there was awesome.
And as we're chatting, I know you just got back from Kentucky and you shot three rounds, 79, 81, 79. So bringing it down a little bit, you were telling me just absolutely brutal conditions there. What was it like to just try to fight through that and kind of hang on till the end?
Yeah, it was definitely a mental grind out there, just staying focused throughout the entire time. I know it was pretty easy to give up out there based on the conditions. I feel like it kind of showed me like what I'm capable of even in those poor conditions. So it kind of like sets me up for knowing that when conditions are good, I can go out there and score well. Again, though, I think the biggest thing takeaway for me was the confidence in putting. I feel like I rolled it really well. So taking that in the tournaments going forward and then in the conference will be huge.
I know that everything points towards that American Rivers Conference meet because that's your chance to qualify for the NCAA meet coming up in late April. Is that what your focus is on right now? How do I get better in the next month to make sure I'm playing my best at that conference meet?
Yeah, so with the tournaments coming up, we're playing in some pretty high tournaments with some of the top teams in the nation, Illinois Wesleyan here in a couple weeks. So that'll be a great chance for us to see like where we stack right now. But yeah, the ultimate goal is obviously to win conference. So we're all finding ways that we can kind of get to where like the best part of our game here when that comes up. So we're all just working towards that, taking these tournaments one at a time and just making sure that we're all in our best state of mind and our golf game is where it needs to be come that tournament.
All right, and then last one for you. You are a student athlete here at Central. What's the student part of life like for you at Central? And you know, as you look ahead to what's next for John Altman?
Yep, so I'm currently majoring in finance and an accounting minor. I recently just accepted a job at Pella Corp as an accountant. So right now it's just finishing up school. I enjoyed all the classes we had here. The finance department here is really well. They have a lot of great resources to reach out and meet with different businesses. So yeah, I'll be staying local and working at Pella Corp after graduation.
Awesome. John, thanks so much for your time today, and best of luck the rest of the season. Yeah,
thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, that's John Altman with the Central College men's golf team, a 2020 Pella High grad, for a Where Are They Now segment on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.